The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our audio press release solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled Predictive Policing: Big Potential as Big Data Fights Crime. Police in the United States have used clues and deductive reasoning to fight crime for more than 175 years. However, a sea change is occurring as big data and analytics technology bolster law enforcement efforts in what is known as predictive policing. This isn't futuristic pre-crime science fiction from the Minority Report. It's algorithm-based machine learning and artificial intelligence software that analyzes trends to give police an upper hand in crime prevention. Police departments worldwide are adopting predictive policing technology in a bid to identify not only perpetrators but victims also. Nightscope Incorporated and its lineup of autonomous security robots, or ASRs, are leading the next generation of technology-based policing. The company's data-collecting robots can use an array of built-in technology to provide police actionable intelligence to make smarter, faster, and safer decisions. Seeing the demand, companies such as Axon Enterprise Incorporated, AXON on NASDAQ, Palantir Technologies Incorporated, Class A, PLTR on New York Stock Exchange, International Business Machines Corporation, IBM on New York Stock Exchange, and Everbridge Incorporated, EVBG on NASDAQ, are also looking to carve out niches as police forces add predictive technologies and big data analytics to their arsenal to protect the public. Recognized as a best invention, predictive policing technologies are increasingly being used by law enforcement and security forces worldwide. Nightscope autonomous robot sentries can collect up to 90 terabytes of data per robot per year, a deluge of data critical to advancing the future of predictive policing technologies. Comprehensive libraries of data give human officers better intelligence for prescient, unbiased decisions and strategies. Nightscope has the long-term potential for real-time data uploads for immediate integration into predictive algorithms, a significant advancement for the technology in stopping crime. Ad tech meets police tech. Predictive policing made headlines in 2011 when the technology used by the Santa Cruz, California Police Department was hailed by Time magazine as one of the 50 best inventions of the year. By 2017, Time detailed how computer programs were used by the Chicago police for an official police risk score of about 400,000 arrested persons on a 1 to 500 scale. By this time, many major cities around the country were using predictive analysis, including with gang crime activity in New Orleans. The concept is simple and akin to other big data analytics employed with striking reliability, namely advertising. Machine learning and AI technologies are now commonly used in ad tech to identify consumer purchasing trends, which are then combined with location-based technology to precisely target potential customers. A similar methodology for behavioral trends is evolving to create policing that is more effective, efficient, and proactive, as opposed to almost always being reactive to crimes. More data, more reliability. Predictive policing is not without its critics, however. Profiling and discrimination claims have sparked debates about fair and trustworthy algorithms. Moving forward, the answer is more data. That's what Nightscope Incorporated brings to the table with its robot sentries, capable of collecting more than 90 terabytes of data per machine per annum. In an industry where $500 billion is spent globally every year on public and private security, Nightscope has developed a game-changing, recurring revenue business model for the unrelenting societal problem of crime. An ideal adjunct to regular protective details, Nightscope's autonomous security robots, ASRs, are a unique combination of self-driving, autonomous technology, robotics, and leading-edge AI that can equip law enforcement and security professionals with smart eyes and ears, allowing the humans to do the decision-making faster, smarter, and safer, while the machines do the monotonous, computationally heavy, and at times dangerous work. Of course, there is a lot more to predictive policing than just a computer spitting out a probable crime location. Researchers at RAND, with sponsorship from the National Institute of Justice, prepared a research brief detailing some of the intricacies, including a taxonomy of approaches. Approaches varied by the amount and complexity of the data involved. Nightscope robots have the potential to take security to the next level. Able to constantly patrol, the robots can collect up to 90 terabytes of data. To lend a little color as to just how much data that is, consider a MacBook laptop holds about 1 terabyte of data, and most people never fill that capacity, not even with phone backups and massive software programs hogging up space. Furthermore, it is the quality of the data where Nightscope ASRs truly shines. The robots are loaded with cutting-edge technology capable of facial recognition, license plate recognition, high-resolution eye-level video, detection of temperature changes, and much more. All of this data is available in real time through the Nightscope Security Operations Center user interface that Nightscope's clients utilize across the country. Folding in real-time data. The potential applications for that data represents the resources that legacy predictive technologies desperately need. Most solutions today are reasonably good at what they do by using years of historical data from crimes, combining that information with other historical data, for example, socioeconomic, and running it through quantitative algorithms to try to predict locations and times for potential crimes. Nightscope provides a unique opportunity to continuously fold real-time on-site data into the mix. The result would be much more powerful algorithms that align with the thesis of R&D on different approaches based upon volume and complexity of data. Already in use across the United States, the ASRs are ideally suited for and used at airports, corporate campuses, hospitals, manufacturing plants, government facilities, casinos, and more. As the company expands, datasets will become library-esque with the applications for predictive technologies spanning a broad spectrum from industry-specific to nationwide. Not just a crime stopper. A deluge of real-time data from Nightscope's ASRs could easily help make decisions that divert crime. It's not far-fetched to envision facial recognition and other detection technologies indicating there is an increased risk of a crime about to happen, or detection of an FBI most wanted suspect, or an Amber Alert or Silver Alert. With the upcoming release of the new K7 multi-terrain unit, the breadth of the predictive domain is only going to get wider. The possibilities are endless. Perhaps one day a Nightscope ASR could be providing insight on illegal border crossings and drug trafficking. Stopping crime in the purest sense isn't the only thing that can be realized through AI and predictive policing. Saving innocent victims at crime scenes certainly is at the top of the list. Training officers by using patterns recognized through machine learning that go overlooked by the human eye is another prime example of a benefit. The valuable data, both input and output, can also be used to help organizations, like a police unit, hospital, parking garage, etc., to better manage resources from manpower to dollars. The data output might suggest it would be a contrary decision to deploy additional officers to a certain location or reduce some in another, or invest in additional security equipment or personnel for a vulnerable area with a high probability for criminal activity. Again, the applications are only limited to the desire and the data sets to support a reliable recommendation. Predictive policing works and is getting better. It's hard to envision a day where a brand of thieves on a mission for a bank heist are met in the bank's parking lot by police, but the data to date, the security sector is moving more in that direction. Larger compilations of data and technological advances will continue to improve outcomes and provide authorities with superior tools to do an incredibly difficult and often thankless task. Many companies are laser-focused on seeing these advancements become a reality. Axon Enterprise Incorporated, AXON, a company formerly known as Taser, ditched its old name, which pigeonholed it as a stun gun maker. While the Axon still sells its popular defense products along with body and in-car cameras and sensors, Axon is on a mission to protect life as an innovative technology company entrenched in AI and ML, utilizing data collected from its integrated system of connected devices as a foundation for its product offerings. Palantir Technologies Incorporated Class A, PLTR, is a name synonymous with software that lets organizations integrate their data, their decisions, and their operations into one platform. What many people don't know is that Palantir was founded with seed money from the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency's venture capital firm. The company has deep roots into the predictive policing business and was instrumental to the New Orleans Police Department in apprehending gang members. International Business Machines Corporation, IBM, is well known for using its predictive analytics system in law enforcement, offering its IBM Digital Policing Platform, which leverages the power of hybrid cloud, artificial intelligence, and intelligent workflows to achieve mission objectives in serving and protecting citizens. As with Palantir, IBM is a legacy player in the space, having rolled out Blue Crush, Criminal Reduction Utilizing Statistical History, in 2010 in collaboration with the Memphis Police Department. Blue Crush uses IBM SPSS predictive analytics software to create multi-layer maps of crime hotspots based on data from various arrests and incidents. Everbridge Incorporated, EVBG, is an expert in breaking down data silos with an enterprise-scale unified platform for aggregating risk data, locating people and assets under threat, initiating action, and managing incidents and analyzing after-action performance. The company is recognized as a global leader in critical event management and enterprise safety software applications, having helped manage critical events for more than 5,400 customers worldwide, reaching more than 650 million people in over 200 countries and territories. Whether it is critical event management or working directly with law enforcement agencies, companies are leaning on the power of big data and machine learning and artificial intelligence to improve public safety, and the trend is building tailwinds. Industry experts expect that machine learning and artificial intelligence will continue to become increasingly integrated as a mainstream part of public safety, with companies such as Nightscope providing the invaluable components of data collection and surveillance.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.